Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Knight Rider. Today's topic, Fukushima. Yes, again. Basically, today we have a TV correspondent in Japan. I've come across terrible information. The health situation appears to be, quote, much more risky, unquote, than what we have seen on Japanese TV. The reporter, Joel Lagrande, RTL foreign correspondent. My question is about guidelines, but also health impacts. Health, sanitary. I heard recently terrible information about how doctors and local and regional authorities, prefectures, city halls, and such do not provide information to the mothers who are trying to make tests for their children. Remember, this is in Japan now. Mothers who are trying to make tests for their children about thyroid risk. And Mr. Legrand is interviewing Naoto Kan, the former Japanese prime minister who was prime minister of Japan in March 11, 2011, the day of the nuclear disaster at Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant in northern Japan. Continuing on, Mr. Legrand was interviewing Naoto Kan, the former Japanese prime minister. He says, there is no information about the exact contamination that is not only spreading on Tohoku, but also on Tokyo. And I would like to know, there's so many examples, I'm not going to talk about it, but could you tell us about a time when you were prime minister, and if you make a comparison today with what you have with the current prime minister, ABE, the current prime minister, what type of instruction do you give to the prefectures to the point we can believe that doctors can't tell the truth to their patients? And are you worried about the future sanitary health situation in this country? That would be Japan, which apparently is much more risky than what we see on Japanese television. And the only response from Naoto Kan, the former Japanese prime minister, quote, I'm sorry. In regard to the question that you raise, I do not have any specific information. There is a virtual news blackout, not only in this country, but a total and complete and absolute news blackout in Japan. People are not even remotely being informed of the situation that exists in their country. In Tokyo, a city of 18 to 20 million people, is a mere 180 miles due south of Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. I'll have more in the coming days and weeks to follow, but rest assured the radiation is from the Fukushima Daiichi power plant, nuclear power plant, will be hitting the shores of the West Coast very soon, certainly in full force by March 2014. That's it for another Rough Riders radio broadcast. This is the Knight Rider saying, stay well, keep it lit, and now we're signing off.